that when she'd get mad, she'd go to singing. They scattered. So I can tell just as good when she's lost.
If you had your tape recorder down in the mud here but me.
Pardon me?
If you had your tape recorder when there's nobody here but me, there's most difference in my singing.
She'd give me up from here to the house.
Would you mind if I came back and tape recorded you some more?
No. I know so many. You remember a long time ago now when we was growing up, she remembers it. And you remember it too, you know. Long time ago, you know, we had a song about Just Molly and Me. You ever heard it? And Baby Makes Three.
What's the name of it?
My Blue Heaven. I heard it from my blue heaven. And here's the way it was a long time ago. A smiling face, a fireplace, a cozy room, a little nest out in the west where Daddy rooms. Just Molly and me, baby makes three. I heard it from my blue heaven. All right, now, here's a version. Now, you remember it. Y'all remember it.
Old man used to sing.
All right, here's a version to it. Oh, they're running together now. Just Molly and me, and baby makes three. I hurried from my blue heaven. A rolling pin, it hit me on the chin, a brick or two. And when I woke, both jaws was broke, my eyes were blue. Just Becky and me, she beat the fool out of me. I hurried from my blue heaven. Isn't that that?
Who did you say used to sing that?
My sister's husband.
That was our fancy songs way back yonder. You know what I mean? Back yonder now, that was really our songs. But you see, that there was made like a rolling pin hit me on the chin. And say, the old man beat the devil out of the old lady, and she hollered, oh, Lordy, oh, Lordy, oh, Lordy, oh, lady, oh, Lordy. I used to know one, as I said.
That was about the first yodels that come out.
Yeah, that I used to sing this now. I'm going to just give you a sketch. Running together now. Sleep, baby, sleepy. Close your pretty blue eyes. Listen to your mother dear sing sweet lullabies. I used to go yodel it. I used to go yodel it. I could if I was here by myself. I, your lady. Ali, oh lady, oh lady, oh lady, Ali, oh lady, Ali, oh lady, a lady. I can be by
you still got it, don't you?
I don't know. They think I'm crazy.
Say that, Betsy, before.
Hello, Betsy. Where's your pa gone to the peach orchard after peaches? Did you ever eat a peach pudding, possum pie? Did you ever see a pig in a pine pole pen? Give the feelings to a pig, call him Peter and Paul, paddling in a paint now. Pretty, pretty, pretty.
Hello, Betsy. Glad to hear you know what you said.
You want to hear a pretty...
I said she can beat anybody I ever seen.
You want to hear a riddle?
Be a clown.
You want to hear a riddle?
Sure.
Guess it. As I was going through my whilly whilly whackum, saw Tom Tackum to call, and I called Bum Backum to run Tom Tackum out of my whilly whilly whackum. Now, what is that? It's a riddle. The man was going through his whilly whilly whackum, which was his field, and he seen the cow named Tom Tackum out in the whilly whilly whackum, and he called Bum Backum, his dog, to run Tom Tackum out of his whilly whilly whackum. And if I had three tricky trick chickens, one was named Trick and one Trim, which was a hen's name? Now I'm telling you her name. If I had three tricky trick chickens, one was named Trick, one was named Trim, which was a hen's name? I'm telling you. Which was her name? As I was going through my field of wheat, I picked up something good to eat. Neither fish, flesh, or bone. I kept it till it ran alone. It was an egg. He kept it to the... Okay. I said, oh, Lord. Oh, I'll tell you about two Irishmen's out on the ocean.
Me yet? Now don't cuss on
me. Don't cuss.
It's okay.
I told that for the preacher that day. I told it real sweet. It's cute. It's pretty. There's two Irishmen. They don't talk like we do, you know. They say, be faith in Christ and all such as that, the Irishman stuff. So there's out on the ocean, and the water was just, had done sunk the ship, and they was clinging to a life raft. And Pat says, Mike, be faith in Christ. Says, you better pray. Said, if you don't pray, we're goner. He says, be faith in Christ, Pat. Says, you know, I ain't never prayed none in my life. He said, well, you sure better pray now or we're gone. The waves were just rolling over him, you know. He says, okay, Pat, here go. He says, oh, Lord Jesus Christ, here's me and Pat been out on this here rolling pond 3 days and nights without a drop of water by to eat. So now, Lord said, if you'll set mine and Pat's feet back on dry land again, said, Lord, I'll never call on ye for another thing as long as I live. Said, now, Lord, says, you come yourself. Don't you send your son, because this ain't no boy's job. He meant the old man better come from upstairs and not send his son. Oh, one more, and I'm going to complete that. This poor old colored man, he wanted to be baptized, and he didn't have no breeches. So here's what he said. The Lord and the judge, he's going to say, as straight as a shingle is as fair as a day. But I'm going to shout to the world that it wasn't no sin to steal a pair of breeches to be baptized in. I stole that chicken and I stole that corn. But children, just as sure as you're born, the Lord and the judge, he's going to say, straight as a shingle is as fair as a day. But I'm going to shout to the world that it wasn't no sin to steal a pair of breeches to be baptized in. Oh, I got one more to tell you about Pat and Mike. Pat and Mike went a bear hunt. And when they got down to the bear hole, the little cubs was down there. Pat wanted to go down there and get the little cubs before the old mama bear come back. So Pat said, Mike, says, you sit up here at the edge of this hole and you watch for the old mama bear. And said, don't you let her come down here on me getting them little bears. Said, you understand? Yep, Pat, I understand. So Pat was down there so long in the bear cave to get the little cubs. So Mike was sitting up there on the top, a snoring. And he woke up in just time enough, the old mama bear got all in there on top of Pat but her tail. And that's all he could grab. So he got a hold of it to try to pull her back. And he'd say, trying to pull that heavy bear back out of the hole. Pat hollered up. He said, hello, boy, what did daddy hold so? Mike hollered down and says, hello, boy, if this your tail hope breaks, you're going to see what daddy holds. Oh my goodness. My son said to me, my oldest son, he said, Mama, he said, before you die, he said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. I said, what? He said, I want you to write down everything that you ever know.
That would be one mess.
Oh my goodness. God. I went down to that store one day and the preacher was down there. I don't mind telling you something funny around the preacher. Well, this old farmer, he didn't have but one rooster and one guinea and one turkey. Well, this year, one poor old rooster, he was on the chicken on the barnyard. He got worried. He heard the farmer say to his wife, we're going to have the preacher Sunday for dinner. So he got worried. So he went out there and told the guinea and the turkey. He said, you know, I'm bad worried. They said, what are you worried about? He said, you know, I'm the old chicken on the barnyard. And said, I heard the farmer tell his old lady that the preacher was coming Sunday for dinner. He said, my neck's in danger. So now listen. He said, I'm going way down yonder and hide at the back of the field. And said, y'all keep me posted when that preacher's gone. So, you know, a guinea it always went around going, patarack. You ever heard of guinea? They go, patarack, patarack. So he said, now y'all keep me posted when he's gone. I ain't coming back till he gets gone. Afraid he's going to be chicken and dumpling or something. Then. So he got down there at the back of the field, and every once in a while he'd crow. He'd say, has a preacher gone? The old guinea would walk around and say, not yet. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet. So after a while, he figured he'd better check again. So he hollered again. He said, has the preacher gone? The old turkey gobbler strutted himself and blow. Get gone, get gone. There are two of the son of a guns. Two of them.
the Methodist Church, and I thought he was dialectic. Was you down there, Sadie?
Yeah,
I thought he was split, but like a rooster crowing, it's a preacher dog. No, get him. Not yet. Not yet. Not yet.
You still got that on? Cut it off.
Oh, Lord, have mercy.
I never asked about one. Huh? But I wanted to cut it off because I don't want that no youngins to hear this.
What?
Oh, this is, it's okay to have this on. I'm not going to play this for children.
Which one are you talking about?
The what? Night we was down at JT's when I first moved to Jim. Uh-huh. And I started through the meat case.
Is it on? Okay.
It's on. She said you can care for it being on. She was telling it, she'll have to finish telling it. Me and JT Wooder's wife, and her and JT was there. And they was telling us what B said. Now finish up for me.
Now who said?
You and JT are telling what a steer said. After.
Oh, anybody here this year, that's nothing. You know how you've heard cows in the pasture. It's not ugly. It's like I said, the version to that there, My Blue Heaven. All right, this is a version of that. You know, if you ever seen a big old bull walking around in the woods and saying, mmm, mmm, you've heard him. All right. You know what he's saying? I ain't gonna be a bull no longer. I ain't gonna be a bull no longer. One over yonder, you know, said, what you gonna be then? What you gonna be then? He mumbling, you know. One over yonder say, ah, steer, ah, steer, ah, steer. And then one over yonder will say, mmm. You know what he's saying? When a man don't know, he don't know. When a man don't know, he don't know. But he'll say, but he'll learn. He'll learn.
They was telling that one night, and a darn man walked up and caught me in the back.
He'll
and I just like a cloud right through the meat case. I told her, I said, you crazy the devil, let's go home.
You know what? I am going to sit down and get me a book one of these days, about like the preacher, old colored preacher told, I just catch you that. He told his little boy, said, honey, says, I'm going to put the fear of the Lord in my members of Sunday, and says, I want you to, I'm going to go down to the dime cent store, and I'm buying you one of these little bugledy, bugledy, bugles. And said, I'm going to hide you up in the loft, and my sermon's going to be, Gabriel, blow your trumpet. And said, every time your old pa says that, says, I want you to say, toot, toodly, toot, toot. And I'll put the fear of the Lord in them. So they won't see you. You'll be up there. Oh, gosh. I just got to tell her old Sanko. Well, I've finished so far. It's long. So he put him up there in the loft. And when he'd come down on the pulpit and say, Gabe, I'll blow your trumpet. The little boy'd say, toot, toodly, toot, toot. Up in the ceiling when he couldn't see. Said, you ought to have seen them eyes. Said, oh, you could have raked eyeballs on their faces. Said, well, boy, said, I was just tickling them. Said, all at once I cut loose again, and I banged down the pulpit. Said, Gabe, blow your trumpet. The little boy said, toot, toodly, toot, toot. Said, down the aisle, out the door, through the woods. Said, here they went. Said, Pa says, come on down, son. Says, you know all of that good chicken that we got to eat when we get home that your ma's got cooked and all of them pie. Said, I thought I'd have fun off of Pa. Said, I just said, toot, toodly, toot. Said, Pa said, come on down from there, son. Said, don't you fool your poor Pa like that. I said, come on here now. I said, let's go home. All of them pies and your ma's got cooked for dinner. I said, I never have. I said, toot, tiddly, toot, toot. I said, Pa began to get worried then. He thought it was Gabe, you know. I said, now come on here, son. I said, now, no more of that. I said, now, don't fool your poor father. I said, toot, tiddly, toot, toot. I said, down the aisle, through the woods, here went Pa. And he said he run and he run till he said he fell an old frail fence and said, Pa said, Lord, please don't mash me to death. I reckon she thinks I'm the biggest food she ever seen in her life.
And with you.
Huh?
But now that is old. You know what I mean?
Tell out about the nigger leaving his hat, had to wait to get his hat.
Yeah. Oh, Sanko.
Yeah, Sanko.
You know, there are a lot of people like that. They think they're ready to go, but if they know the Lord come, honey, they'd be scared to death. Now, that's the truth. Now, you listen to that and see for that. This old nigger prayed every night. His name was Sanko. Get down. Oh, Lord, please come get Sanko just as he is, Lord. He's ready to go just any time, Lord. Well, his old lady didn't believe in it. She says, Sanko, says nigger, says, you come on here and go to bed. Says, you're going to pray one of these nights till that Lord's going to come get you. He wouldn't pay no mind. Oh, Lord, Sanko's ready to go just any time, Lord. Come on, Lord. Come on, I'm ready to go right this minute. Which you know he wasn't. But you know, that's where a lot of people, fools people, they think they're ready to go right then. Boy, if Lord comes send them, they're scared to death. So all at once, some devilish boys was coming by, and they said, let's have some fun. So they knocked on the door. They want to see if he's ready to go. Oh, Sanko said, old lady said, if that's the Lord, you tell him Sanko ain't here. She said, oh, nigga, said, I done told you, said, you're going to keep praying that that Lord was going to come. Says, now you get up from here and says, you get your clothes on and you go see what that Lord wants. So he stalled it, just like a lot of people that says they're Christian. They're stalled when he comes. They wouldn't want to go. So he said, oh, lady, I can't find my britches. Says, Sanko, says, you know what them britches is. Says, you just stalling. Says, you done prayed that that Lord done come now. And says, you get out from there and go, what that was. So he got his britches on. He says, oh, lady, I can't find my shoes. Says, Sanko, you know what them shoes is. Says, you just stalling. Says, you done prayed that that Lord comes and you ain't ready. Says, you get them shoes and get them on before that Lord comes and gets me. So he got his shoes on and he says, oh, lady, I can't find my hat, says now. Sanko said, that hat is hanging right by that front door. Right where that Lord is, says, you go get that hat and you get that hat on, you go see what that Lord wants. So he got there and he got his hat off on the peg and he cracked the door and devilish mean boys had a thing over their head. So he peeped around, he said, oh Lord, still stole it. Says, you says, hi, I can't see over you, and you're so big till I can't see around. Just said, would you please step aside, give Sanko some room? So them boys just stepped aside, you know. He shot out by them, and he run, and he run, and he run, and he fell in an old hog hole. Old hog just said, whoosh, right on. He said, Lord, please don't mash Sanko to death. blind man and the crippled man. The crippled man and the blind man was walking one night on an old country road, and there was an old church right here. Well, some thieves in the meantime had stole some corn, and they was going in the church to divide a ear here and a ear there, each one of them, so they'd have the same thing. But as they went in the gate, they'd done this before this crippled man and the blind man come along to rest under the big tree in front of the church. Well, as they went in the gate, they dropped two ears of corn at the gate, see? But they figured they'd get them when they come back. So they went in the church. Well, this crippled man, blind man, says, let's rest under this good old tree. Well, it was after dark, you know. So while he was sitting there, they heard somebody in the church house. Couldn't see nobody. It was dark in there. It was the two thieves dividing their ears of corn. One says, you take this, and I take that. You take this, and I take that. You take this, and I take that. Well, they listened a few minutes, and they thought it was the Lord and the angels separating the devil and the Lord, separating the people. You know, you take this, and I take that. And said, there's two at the gate, met the two ears of corn. And says, you can have one and me the other. The guy, the crippled man, got up there, outrun the blind man. You know, that would be like me and Floyd going to the cemetery one night. That's the only way he had to walk back in them days when we was raising our first children, you know. And we had to go between the church and the cemetery, wait for daylight. We'd stay at his mama's and get up before daylight so he could go ahead and catch the mules out where he was plowing on chairs, you know. So, like the church right here and the cemetery gate right here. And we had to go split it right wide open way before morning, before daylight. And we knew we'd have plenty of time to get there, and, you know. Floyd told Tommy he was on one hand then. And just as I got right there between the church and the gate, every hair I could have counted it on my head, I backed into Floyd. Honey, it tingled like electricity. You'd had electricity plugged in me, and every hair on my head was a tingling. I could see something white. What is it? It was as close as from here to the back door between the gate and the cemetery, and some of Floyd's people buried out there. My husband's people buried out there. Some of my people buried out there. So I was a young girl then, had my first child. I backed into him, no house, nothing, just church, no cemetery. Empire. So he wondered why I backed into him. For a minute, I couldn't speak, and every hair on my head was just, I bet it was straight up. I just couldn't see it in the dark. Oh, my God, it was just thick. So when I got where I could tell him, I said, look, I said, something's white moving around out there. Well, I knew the tombstone was there. I could see the tombstone, but I knew this was moving. And guess what it was? What? Somebody had left the gate, and them old farmers, them days you didn't keep your animals penned up. It was wide open range. And somebody had left the gate open to the cemetery, and some little calves was in there feeding and moving around, and I just know that was some of them people. I see the tombstones, but I know they... But I know them there. I know them tombstones weren't supposed to be moving around in there. Honey, that like scared me to death. Now, I ain't kidding you.
Well, tell that on the hood. Just I like that. So today I've got kicking and laying out straight seats.
Honey, I'm going to tell you, like me and Floyd, there wasn't no car. We didn't have no car back then. That was during the Depression. Honey, you'd skin a flea for his tire. Now, I ain't kidding you. And use a flea.
Tell her on your dress.
Huh?
Tell her on your dress.
When?
The time you fell off in the slop hole. When the mule
jumped. Oh, we lived at the Jackson farm, and I had bought me the prettiest... I had two children then. And I had bought me a pretty white crepe. And if they get wet, they come up to the navel. They just like that. Oh, I was proud of that pretty white crepe dress that Sunday. We had to go into old mule wagon. Old Pet was her name. Old Granny. Granny, we called her Granny. Granny. But we had went the road going. And oh, that pretty white crepe dress Sunday evening for country. Oh, it was so pretty, you know. So we went on to Floyd's daddy's and started back. And Floyd says, Louise, let's just cut through the pasture here instead of going all the way around. I said, okay. So my brother was sitting in a chair behind the wagon seat right here. I was sitting right here behind Floyd, my two boys sitting upon the wagon seat. Well, now, by us sitting in the two chairs back of the wagon seat, we couldn't see ahead of the mule. Oh, I was sitting up there on Sunday dress, my pretty white new crepe. I just bought it on Saturday before. And, honey, a dress meant something. Something to you then. Because if government furnished them old white gunner sacks, said, you know, fertilize on it, and that's what you made your breeches and your slips and your shirts and breeches out of it. And then the flour sack said, self-rise, and when you stoop down, that's what they see on your drawers. So,
you're crazy. She's not crazy.
So,
Mama used to make them
for us. Yeah, she made it right. And so, lo and behold, oh, I was sitting up there enjoying myself. Thought I was the prettiest thing in the world, you know. And I was young, you know. So I was sitting up there loosely in the chair, you know, right on that side. And my brother sitting over here. Well, I didn't know the old hogs had them hog water there ahead of the mule. And old Granny was so blooming lazy and old until her, she'd have walked through it, it'd been different. But I couldn't see.
Well, a mule ain't going to step in a mud hole. They're going to...
I couldn't see the mud hole ahead of the mule. And you running like this, me sitting up there loosely in the chair. Just loosely. And old Granny, instead of walking through it, unbeknownst to me, she put all feet together and left it.
Just got the wagon bed out for you.
Honey, I shot out with that straight chair the whole length of the wagon. I shot in the mud hole. You couldn't tell that dress. It was full of mud. I blowed muddy water, hog water, out of my face. My hair was long down to here. It was hanging in riblets with mud caked in it. Me a-blowing the mud out of my nose and my mouth. By the time I shot in there, my brother shot out of his and right behind me. Here he come. And me a-trying to get it out of my eyes and my nose and mouth, my brother said, Weezer, your dad? Are you dad, Weezer? I couldn't even answer. Me a-blowing old muddy hog water out of. Now, honey, I had to go from there from the mud hole up to the farmhouse. And when I got there, all the way there, I was doing this way. I don't even know where I had any breeches or not.
Don't know where you had on them self-rousing drawers.
No. All right. Anyhow, I pulled. And I pulled. I could feel it coming on up. By the time I got to the house, it was choking me to death right up here around the middle. And there was my brother. I was the only woman on the wagon. I pulled, and I pulled, and I pulled. Honey, time I got there, Floyd had to go get something wrapped around me. We had to go in the house. I had to throw away my pretty crepe dress. It drawed just like you, just like that. I'm telling you.
I don't see how you live in all
you do. I don't either. Oh, brother. My brother sat right over yonder, you know, my oldest brother, and talked to Floyd and told him everything I'm telling you right now.
Well, he sat over at the King House one night, and we talked till midnight.
Like the wildcat coming in, my little old three boys laying on the bed. Honey, the wildcat jumped in the winder. We had wooden shutters them days. The wildcat jumped in the winder. Floyd was 13 miles away, went to get a two-horse wagon to move us from that house. And that cat, the storm, drove him in that night. And when I woke up, I was still a young woman then. Just had three small children. And I had forgot to shut the old homemade door that had cracks in it about that wide. And back them days, honey, as I say, you'd skin a flea for his tower. You didn't go by a door. You just taking some boards and laid them together and put old leather hinges on them. So I knew Floyd wasn't going to be there that night. I knew he was coming in the next day with the tourist wagon to move us from there. Well, it stopped. Not a match on the place now. Well, when I opened my eyes, I thought the dog was dreaming on the front porch. Not another house there nowhere. And I listened. I said to myself, sports are having a heck of a dream. And all at once, right from the front porch, oh my God, it was right there side the house. We didn't have no wooden shutters, and I had forgot to shut the... You could step off on the ground behind the old wood... There's Floyd in there. You mean he's done been to Lowndes County?
Yep.
You could step off on the ground and step through this old wooden shutter if you left it open and right behind the stove, and you was in the kitchen. And we only had two rooms, a bedroom, where me and the little boys were sleeping in that kitchen. Well, it popped in my mind, and I didn't shut that little wooden shutter. And I whispered to my oldest son, I said, don't wake up the other two. I said, but there's a wildcat. Jumped in the kitchen. Me and him just slammed against that door to come into the bedroom. There wasn't no way to keep him. I wasn't about to go there. The cat had hit me in the face. And we held that door. I didn't know what a cat could do. I was just young enough that I didn't know. Honey, as he sailed in the kitchen, the dog sailed in behind the wildcat, and you ain't never heard such screaming in your life is out a cat of a dog. Did you know that dog of ours whipped that cat and run him out the same hole he come in? I was proud when Floyd come in the next day to move.
Yeah, but now the better idea, hubby and skids, man, she got every bit of friendship.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. Hang no. You mean to tell me you have made that quick trip? You didn't go the mud hole, did you?
What?
You didn't go that there old slicky road,
no,
did you?
No, I went the road from here up and back.
You went the hard road.
We're at the end of this tape. We're at this end of side two on this tape.
We've been just sitting here talking.
I wanted is it okay if I come back some other time and tape some more of your songs?
Yeah, you can.
Because I'd like to bring our good equipment from over at the thing. Mm-hmm. Do a nice.
Do you live in White Springs?
I live over in Lake City, but I work in White Springs.
That's where her people live, in Lake City.
Anyway, before the tape runs down, I want to tell you that we're going to deposit this tape at the archive at the Folklore and Folklife Center over there. Is that all right with you?
Yeah, it's all right.
And I want to have you sign a little piece of paper saying that you know that it's over there. Mm-hmm. That's okay, too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you live in Lake City. Right. Do you know the Avon woman over there, Virgie Brogdon?
You're the one that has.
She's Avon woman over there.
Yes.
And they used to own that little old store right there at the corner.